a typical day on ISS is atypical, I guess I would say. There's not very many typical days, lots of variety. In 2 days, we're getting ready to go to have a couple of people go out and do a spacewalk. A week or so ago, we received a cargo vehicle on board Space Station. We all day, every day, have various science experiments going on aboard Space Station. We also do housekeeping and general maintenance and upkeep of the Space Station systems. And when we have spare time, and it's not a lot, but when we have spare time, one of our favorite things is to look out the window and photograph Earth and perhaps astronomical targets. For example, the comet Lovejoy back in December. Over. Okay, ISS is not entirely self-sustaining. We work very hard to close the environmental control life support loop. And by that I mean we try to reclaim as much of the fluids that humans take in and get rid of, we try to convert that back into water. So we have a urine processor that basically will take urine and we couple that with a humidity processor and we turn out ultra-pure water that we then can use to drink, we can use to convert into hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogen we lose overboard, oxygen we breathe. We still need to be resupplied. Places are expensive from a resupply standpoint. It takes about 20 pounds of rocket propellant or rocket tanks or rocket bodies for every pound of usable payload, including human beings, in orbit. So we want to use as much as we have up here over and over again. The ISS program right now is signed up to be operational out through 2020, and our hope is to get a long ways beyond that as well. And it is fully functional now. It's taken us about 10 years to